Greetings and welcome to The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the website and newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I'm your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Because this is the last issue before Christmas, I'm slightly changing the format of this episode because I've got a bunch of Christmas-themed shows to mention. So, with that small disclaimer, let's get into it, shall we? Starting with
Christmas Week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 68th, highlighted five shows that are Christmas-themed. My two favorites you'll hear about in a moment, but there are three others you may be interested in if you feel like binging holiday-focused audio fiction while you wrap presents or whatever. Tune Into Christmas, a dramatized, heartwarming collection of Christmas tales told through 50s-era radio from Elizabeth Hanson and Dramafy, is ready for you. It's a complete series with only three short episodes for a total listening time of just 27 minutes. A Gift, a dramatized, faith-based Christmas tale from Matthew P. Warner, Audio Imagination 77 Productions, and Dramafy, is also in your stocking. You only need an hour to listen to the single episode of this complete story. Jimmy and the Star Angel, a dramatized Christmas fantasy musical from Jerry Robbins, Colonial Radio Theater, and Dramafy, has been completed since 2016, but we've wrapped it in a nice bow for you. Give yourself just over an hour and a half to listen to both episodes.
Last Week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 68th, I feel like I said that before, highlighted seven shows in either the complete series or season finale sections, and five of them wrapped in the last few days. Cain and the Fields Wheel, a dramatized horror series from Skady Symphony, which is a celebration of the seasons they've been doing for a year now, posted the season 3 finale today, December 21st. Listen to the 16 current episodes in about 9 hours. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Pals, a dramatized comedy horror series from Bitter Carella and Robin Johnson, which is an adaptation of Bitter's Hugo-nominated social media microfiction series that features a majority of queer and neurodivergent creators, posted their season 1 finale on the 19th of December. Listen to the 8 current episodes in about 5 hours. Your Horror Show, a dramatized horror anthology from Ryan Joseph Murphy, which was part of Pocket Cast's Halloween Horrors list, posted the season 1 finale on the 18th of December. Listen to the current 10 episodes in about 4 hours. Ink, the Podcast, a dramatized sci-fi office comedy from Wolf Mountain Workshop that is queer-led and has women in it, posted their season 1 finale also on the 18th of December. Give yourself about 14 and a half hours to listen to the 28 current episodes. EATI, a dramatized sci-fi cosmic horror mysteries from Mister, posted its season 1 finale on December the 14th. The episodes are short, so you'll only need about an hour to listen to the 7 current episodes. And be sure to listen to the end of the audio file to hear trailers or snippets for these shows.
This Week.
With every issue, I make two recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. And it's Christmas time, so my first recommendation is The Midnight Carols, a narrated dark fantasy Christmas story from Sentinel Creatives and Dramafy. If Charles Dickens and H.P. Lovecraft had a baby, that baby would have written this story. Krampus has nothing on this unsettling holiday tale. Here's a snippet.
Not a book. I found the book. The admission ledger of the Merry Gentlemen, the most venerable order of St. Nicholas of Myra.
It is my most distinct privilege to welcome you tonight, as we are about to honor a timeless tradition.
It feels more like a wig than a dinner party, if you ask me. I expected something more titillating, or at least some of the mirth and merriment that the invitation promised.
I know it sounds silly, but there's something odd about this place. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Uncle, when are we going to put up some decorations? Please, I'd really love to help with the tree.
What tree?
Christmas tree, of course.
I'd wager even you could find some ghosts of your childhood lingering within these walls.
And for a short, blinding moment, I saw the toys move. Not in the mechanical, unnerving way of the automata, but really move.
Where are you staying? I would very much like to meet you again. That is, if you don't mind.
Hello? Is someone there? Is that you, Station Master?
You must not in the mountains go again.
Black smoke billowed out, windows cracked, and furniture splintered as the blazing fire consumed everything around me.
I come in every house of every town in every country. I cross oceans and deserts, fly above mountains, and visit all the forlorn places of this world.
Isn't this better than your Christmas?
The Midnight Carols is a complete series, with 8 episodes, giving you just over 3 hours of eldritch horror-like Christmas frights. My next recommendation is Miracle on 34th Street, the radio play, a dramatized, heartwarming Christmas drama from Elizabeth Hanson and Dramafy. I've actually never seen the movie of the same name, so while listing this was a welcome Christmas treat, it also filled a hole in my cultural awareness. Here's a snippet.
Zizix Entertainment presents Miracle on 34th Street, the radio play. It's Thanksgiving Day in New York City, 1947. On a broad avenue beside Central Park, an annual event is being anxiously awaited. The spectacular Thanksgiving Day Parade, presented by Macy's Department Store to herald in the Christmas season. Away from the crowd are two of Macy's public relations experts.
He's simply wonderful, Doris. Just look at him on that float. He's the most realistic Santa Claus we've ever had. Why, he didn't even need any padding, did he?
What?
He didn't need any padding, you know, his tummy. So round, so firm, so fully packed. Ugh. Well, now that everything's under control, where on earth did you find him?
I don't know, Marge. I just turned around and there he was.
Well, I'm glad you turned around. And to think that the man whose place he took was intoxicated.
With breath that would knock over a reindeer.
Just think if Mr. Macy had seen him.
Just think if Mr. Gimble had seen him. Competition between our stores is tough enough.
Well, the parade's starting. Let's go stand at the curb.
I'll pass. I'm going home to relax. Anyway, I can see it from my apartment. I live just around the corner.
So you do. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. And congratulations on finding the best Santa Claus in Macy's history.
Miracle on 34th Street, the radio play, is a complete series, and you'll only need about an hour to enjoy all 3 episodes of this classic Christmas tale.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 8 entries in the new season's coming soon section, but none of them starts up again in the next few days, so I'll be that annoying guy ringing the bell outside of every grocery store and department store you see begging for change. Well, I'm not begging, I'm asking for your support. It's less than $25 for the whole year, which is probably less than you pay per month for some of your streaming services. So again, in the spirit of holiday giving and whatnot, please, if you're not already tapped out buying presents, please go to theend.fyi/support and become an individual supporter of the End to keep this running through 2024. All right, I'm done begging, so you can now sit quietly for a moment as trailers or snippets for the 8 shows I mentioned at the start of this episode, they're coming your way right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End. Last week, this week, and next week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 68th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers or snippets. Tune into Christmas.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our annual Christmas show, Tune In to Christmas. I'm Beverly Fleming, and I'll be your hostess tonight. I know you're used to listening to my husband Don's lovely larynx, but tonight, we have a different job for Don. Tonight's show is brought to you by Christmas. Yes, Christmas. That special season that only comes once a year, but that we wish would last forever. Yes, Christmas. That magical day that fills each of us with a spirit of goodwill toward men and women. December 25th, that one day that softens our hearts and inspires us to give to those in need. Yes. Tonight's show wouldn't be airing over the radio waves without the day known as Christmas. Without Christmas, there would just be the same bad news, the same trouble, the same struggle. But because of that one day and what happened on that day so many centuries ago, we are here tonight. So, we hope that our meager offering may bring a little cheer, a little Christmas cheer, into your life. Let's get started and invite our resident storyteller, Lola O'Hara, up to the mic. Turn your hearing aid down, Lola.
Sorry, Bev.
How are you, Lola? I haven't seen you since last Christmas.
Oh, and what a wonderful Christmas it was.
Wasn't it?
Tune into Christmas, a dramatized, heartwarming collection of Christmas tales told through 50s-era radio from Elizabeth Hanson and Dramafy, has reached the end of the entire series. A gift.
Hey, can you find a place to deposit your Yule log, please? Not sure if you noticed, but it's freezing out here. Why are you being so picky tonight? No? Not the perfect spot? Gotcha. Oh, this one not up to par either? Understood. Perhaps one of the many other areas you frequently haunt and soil will be more suitable for you. Why are you stopping? Why are you sitting? Oh, are you serious? You don't even have to go, do you? Oh, Remy. I swear, when we get back... What is that? Something bright coming out of that side street. Oh, come on. As long as you dragged me out here and aren't producing, we might as well check out what's happening. Is that a store? I don't remember there being a store here. I swear, this space has been empty for years. Well, they sure got set up and opened quick. Ah, Goodwin's Goods? It's catchy. No, they can't be open at this hour. Well, the sign says they are. How about it, Remy? Shall we get out of this cold for a minute?
Hello?
Oh.
I'm sorry if I startled you. How can I help?
Oh, no. I was just walking by and saw your lights on, so I...
So you decided to come in and do a bit of last-minute shopping?
No.
A Gift, a dramatized, faith-based Christmas tale from Matthew P. Warner, Audio Imagination 77 Productions, and Dramafy, has reached the end of the entire series. Jimmy and the Star Angel.
What? I thought... Huh? The fake snow from the busted snow globe. It's moving off the floor. What? How? What's going on? No. How is this happening? It's swirling. The snow. The sparkles from inside the snow globe. They're rising off the floor. But there wasn't that much in the snow globe. Where is it coming from? It's all sparkles. They're circling my legs. Now they're all around me. Samantha, you better get in here. Samantha, help! I can't break through. It's like a tornado all around me. I can't get out of it. Help! Help! Samantha, help! Get in here quick! Whoa!
Jimmy and the Star Angel, a dramatized Christmas fantasy musical from Jerry Robbins, Colonial Radio Theater, and Dramafy, has reached the end of the entire series. Cain and Feels Wheel.
In the city that never sleeps without the sun creeping through their curtains, where dreams and life seem one in the same, and where every lonely plea is heard by something.
I have no idea how this could possibly happen, if I'm honest. I'm a goddamn paranormal expert.
Only two men are willing to roll up their sleeves and delve into the deepest fathoms of the psyche and beyond. Brutus Fields, an ex-cop with a heart of gold.
Zones peel away like the skins of an onion. 2, 3, 5, 6. Concrete and above are the steeples and blocks of the 60s.
And Lucifer Kane, an academic who burns from the inside.
It contains blood and black bile of one of my predecessor's predecessor's predecessor. He was stabbed in the stomach by a man in a mask and used the time to collect his own ferocity in a bottle.
If the tendrils of your nightmares ensnare you, if the barbed thorns cut off your escape, and if you've looked where you shouldn't, then you might require the services of Kane and Fields, paranormal investigators.
It's very boring without what we do, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I honestly don't know how anyone with second sight gets out of the bed each morning.
Coming to a podcast app near you.
Kane and Fields Wheel, a dramatized horror series from Skadi's Symphony, has reached the Season 3 finale. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Pals.
We're called the Midnight Society.
Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society.
I call this story
The Tale of Dracula.
I'm like Jonathan Harker from London.
Please enter my foreboding castle.
Thanks, dude.
Each week we gather around this campfire to tell our strange and scary tales.
The tale of the strangers on a train.
Look here, Patricia, I want those gosh darn snails off my gosh darn train.
The tale of the Frankenstein.
My Frankenstein is alive!
Frankenstein's monster, you mean?
Whose f***ing story is this?
And the skeleton eats people.
Very good deed.
The Tale of the Nightbreed. Or as it was known on its European release, The Tale of the Gay Monsters Who Like to F***
Clive.
Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Pals.
Coming Halloween 2023 to wherever you find podcasts.
Hello, children.
Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Pals, a dramatized comedy horror from Bitter Carella and Robin Johnson, has reached the season one finale. Your horror show.
If you've stumbled onto this station, don't attempt to adjust your device. My name is Mr. Graves, and I'll be your gateway to the sounds of the macabre.
Get back or I'll shoot!
I did what I had to do.
Every 2 weeks, we'll have new terror-filled tales that will have you afraid to turn the lights off.
Not too many folks want to stay somewhere that someone was found dead.
I wanted to scream, but I knew I couldn't.
What was that?
Jeffries isn't here. Join me in our cast of victims for the scariest program of your life. Your Horror Show, premiering July 25th on all podcast platforms. Listen if you dare.
Your Horror Show, a dramatized horror anthology from Ryan Joseph Murphy, has reached the season one finale. Inc., the podcast.
Bethany? Jonas?
Inc.
Bethany. Jonas.
Ink.
It's terrible. It's boring. I live a meaningless life every day on a gigantic starship that incorporates entire planets full of species and beings living far more interesting lives than I ever will.
General reminder for all staff. Waste removal breaks are a luxury, not a right. We know you have bodily functions to attend to, and you know we don't see that as an excuse for not being productive.
How about if you looked inside your lungs? There'd just be a little pile of me at the bottom. Just a dusty little Jonas pile hanging out in Bethany's lungs.
Ink.
Inc., the podcast, a dramatized sci-fi office comedy from Wolf Mountain Workshop, has reached the season one finale. EATI.
My real name is not important. If you must call me anything, call me Mister. Written like mystery, without the last Y. It's cheesy, but we like things to be catchy and not forgettable. I'm the audio and video technician for EATI, Experimental Alien Technology Institution, or ET. Again, cheesy, but not forgettable. What started as a facility that experimented and tested alien technology now knows that the world is full of dangerous and more advanced secrets. We are now a collective group that specializes in finding things alien. However, the word alien is a definition. Foreign would be a better word. For us, alien is a lot more than a green Martian flying a disc. It's anything not recognizable to the human mind. Anything not considered normal. To spell it out, dimensions, unknown entities, unknown objects, unexplainable phenomenon, you get the gist. Anything the world considers alien, we collect. Sometimes it's a false flag. Other times, it could be something truly alien. That's when we come in and start building a case. Audio experiments and video experiments which eventually lead to a case file that determines if the object is considered dangerous. There are several cases that are buried and locked away due to security, but there are also cases that have left us more confused than when we started. These are those cases. Whether they are real or not is for you to determine. For security purposes, I can't say for certain. What I can say is these cases are not for the feeble mind. They are meant to raise awareness of the more foreign aspect of the world. I have collected the audio and video footage of these cases and combined them in such a way to be entertaining. What you take from these cases, however, is not my concern, nor is it important. What's important is you know what's out there. As of this introduction, EATI has requested I hide my real voice and keep these cases as audio only. What happens later, only time will tell. To you, my name is Mister, and these are the combined audio and video footage from the most confusing cases of EATI.
This audio is the property of EATI. Any disclose or classify information has been removed. EATI hopes you find this audio an enjoyable experience. Listener discretion is advised.
EATI, a dramatized sci-fi cosmic horror mystery from Mister, has reached the season one finale. And that's it for the additional trailers or snippets. Once again, I am Evo Terra for the end. Merry Christmas, happy holiday, and cheers!